Thank you for tuning in to RMU Radio. My name is Malik Johnson. I'm the program director here at RMU Radio. I am here with two members of the ROTC club here on campus and from the United States. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good, yeah.
I'm good. Can you guys give me your names really quick?
Yes, I'm Hannah Clark.
And I'm Annie Beckman.
So you guys are doing a ruck walk. Can you describe what that is for me?
Yes, so this coming Thursday, we have a Santa Ruck March. So we put this together as a community project. We are collecting donations from Toys for Tots, and we are walking from Robert Morris University over to the Moon Township Police Station and dropping off all the toys over there.
Yeah, so we're doing this through the Army ROTC on campus here at RMU. We're trying to get as many people as we can involved. I know like some sororities are doing some toy drives, and then also we're having some veterans get involved. It's the first time we've actually done the Santa Ruck after our assistant professor of military science suggested that it'd be a good idea to use as a way to give back. So we're super excited. We're not sure how it's going to go, but that's what firsts are for, so it should be good though.
What time do you guys start?
Yeah, so we are meeting at the Jefferson Center or the Vet Center parking lot at 5:20 in the morning on Thursday, and then we will be stepping off at 5:30 to walk to Moon Township Police Department. It's about like a 1.6 mile walk, and then we'll be at the Moon Township Police Department and like donate toys and kind of interact with the police for a little bit, then walk back. So the whole thing should probably take about 2 hours or so. We plan to be back at the Jefferson Center again around like 7 or 7:10.
And how many people would you say are involved in this ruck walk?
So from Robert Morris, Warwick's company school is us and then Franciscan University of Steubenville, Ohio. So between the two ROTC programs, we have about 50 or so cadets. There also will be cadre there attending. And like Annie said, there's going to be vets.
Yeah, I know you mentioned your professor said it would be a good idea,
right?
But why was this what you guys decided to do?
Yeah, so one of the things, when Clark and I first kind of got the idea from our professor, we had a lot of room to kind of do what we wanted. So it was kind of a creative project for us. And one of the things we were looking to do is how can we get fit cadets to get a good workout in while also building community with each other and then also building community with others locally in Moon Township. And so we had gotten in contact with a couple places, and we decided that the Marine Toys for Tots at the Moon Township Police Department was the perfect balance of both us being able to have a fun day of physical training and also be able to give back in a very tangible way, since every cadet will be carrying at least one toy that they bought to donate.
My last question, if somebody wanted to get involved, whether that be walking with you guys or donating toys, how exactly would they go about doing that?
They can just contact me, come down to the vet center anytime. You'll always see one of us floating around, or if you don't, if it's just a vet down there, they pretty much know what's going on most of the time. My name's Hannah Clark again. I'm a sophomore here at Robert Morris, and I'm always willing to answer questions. I want to get as many people involved as possible. So yeah, just contact me anytime. And I just wanted to say, and also the RMU campus police, along with the Moon Township police, are being super helpful in the process. They're very excited about it, it seems like. And they were really willing whenever I went there and brought it up to them, and they jumped right on it. So I just wanted to thank them for that.
All right. Thank you. That was Hannah Clark and Annie Beckman. They're walking this Thursday at 5 a.m. to the Moon Township Police Department donating toys. Be sure to get in contact with Hannah if you want to get involved. And thank you for listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.